6th.
Oh, you knew the date.
Yeah.
Oh, you know where it is.
I know exactly where it is.
Huh.
I'm free that day.
Did John Cena just confirm that he'll be at
WrestleMania?
John Cena made a WWE comeback in 2023, which lasted over 7 weeks, and it ended at Crown Jewel with a quick loss to Solo Sikoa. It was a feud that left many questioning if this was John Cena's time to retire or if this bloodline John Cena saga would continue on. In this video, we're talking about how John Cena has teased a WrestleMania 40 appearance and potentially another comeback in 2024. Welcome back to my channel. As always, I am your host, Joey Carney. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome back. I always appreciate you coming back for more wrestling content. If you're new here, welcome. I hope by the end of this video, I inspire you enough to smash that subscribe button, just like Roman Reigns would, and continue being a part of the wrestling community here on YouTube. Now, before we go any further with this video, if you stay to the end of this video, I'll give you all the information you need to know on how to enter my biggest giveaway yet. I'm giving away 4 free months. That's 4 free months of Peacock, which will allow you to watch WrestleMania 40, potentially see all the things we're talking about in this very video. All I have to do is stay to the end of the video, and I'll show you how to do that in under 5 seconds. Now, if you're just tuning in, welcome back to the channel. We are talking about John Cena potentially making a WWE comeback again in 2024 by comments he made on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Now, what makes this very interesting is that obviously John Cena knows how to maneuver his way through social media while pretending to not know anything. If you look back to his Instagram, he's always posting things that lead to either spoilers, developments in wrestling or sports, really just leaving the WWE universe, leaving John Cena fans in general to come up with their own opinion, their own theories about what he's posting about. So as a guest on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, John Cena was asked about a specific post that involves He-Man and who he claims to be Fisto. Many are believing that this is leading to, or it's speculating that this will lead to a face-off, a stare-down, an altercation, a match, something to do with a face-to-face altercation between himself, John Cena, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Many are believing this is leading to something happening at WrestleMania because the two have such a storied history, specifically at WrestleMania. But also John Cena being friends with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, who is right now the rival of the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns and The Rock. Now, Jimmy Fallon was asking John Cena questions regarding WrestleMania, and the answers were really compelling to believe that John Cena will be making an appearance at WrestleMania 40. But before we go even further, it's WrestleMania freaking 40. Of course, WWE is going to bring out the biggest stars in professional wrestling history. If we look back to WrestleMania 30, which I cannot believe is already 10 years ago, the show opened up with Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin doing a beer bash in the middle of the ring. WrestleMania 40, I can only believe because now The Rock is competing, or it hasn't been fully announced yet, but it will most likely be announced on Friday Night SmackDown, that the WrestleMania main event of night one will be The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. The Rock competing at WrestleMania. I'm sure we'll have something from Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm sure we'll have something from Hulk Hogan. All the big WrestleMania legends, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. I'm sure WWE will be pulling out all the stops. If you look at the new WWE 2K24 40 Years of WrestleMania cover, which by the way is out now. You can buy that through the link on my description in this video. You can go to Amazon and get it, and get it with Prime and get it in your hands as soon as you want. That's the physical copy. But if you look at the cover of WrestleMania 40, if you look at the cover of WWE 2K24, the 40 Years of WrestleMania cover, you see all the legends, the stars, the biggest names to appear at WrestleMania. And I have a feeling that WWE is kind of foreshadowing with that cover to give us something special at WrestleMania. So yes, John Cena will clearly be at WrestleMania 40. The Rock will obviously be there. Potentially Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, everyone, well, besides, you know, Brock Lesnar, of course. But it looks like John Cena will be at WrestleMania 40. He was asked about the event. John Cena said that he knows where it is. It's in Philly. It's on April 6th. And he's free that day. Hello? John Cena, like I said earlier, John Cena is very strategic. And he is very good at making the fans believe that he's out of touch with social media. He doesn't really know what to do it. This guy is so damn smart when it comes to social media. His strategy is one of the best that I've seen. He knows how to work the people. Plain and simple. So him giving all this information without making an appearance at least, I mean, he wouldn't be doing that. He wouldn't be going as far as saying he's free that day, giving the little face gestures, doing it, you may see me there, or whatever he said in the Jimmy Fallon interview. All that will be a part of this video. John Cena is clearly going to be at WrestleMania 40. Now, what capacity will John Cena be involved at WrestleMania 40? Will he just make an appearance to say, hello, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, welcome to WrestleMania 40? Will he do what he did at Money in the Bank and be involved in a Grayson Waller segment, or to put somebody over or something like that? Or will he make a run-in during the main event to help Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins when the Bloodline clearly come in to help The Rock and Roman Reigns? Will we have a stare-down, a face-to-face? Will this lead to another match between John Cena and The Rock? Because if you look back to their storied history from 2010, 2011, all the way to 2013, two WrestleMania main events back-to-back, which, by the way, we're getting this year again with Roman and Cody. See the history all coming together? Maybe, because if you look at those main events, WrestleMania 3rd, was it WrestleMania 27 or 28? I don't know. WrestleMania 28, The Rock defeated John Cena, right? WrestleMania 29... was where John Cena defeated The Rock. Yes, WrestleMania 27 was John Cena and The Miz. John Cena was cost that match by The Rock. So that was the beginning of their WrestleMania history. Sorry to go down that loophole here. But John Cena got a win, The Rock got a win. They never got that final third match, final in that trilogy, to see who was the superstar of superstars. So maybe this is leading to something between the two to finally give us that match to see really who is the face of WWE. Now, before we go any further, I want to give a huge shout out to SeatGeek for sponsoring the channel. I recently became a brand ambassador for SeatGeek. So if you don't know what that is, SeatGeek is a ticket app that takes the confusion out of buying tickets, whether that's wrestling events, concerts, shows, all the things you can buy tickets for, SeatGeek's got you covered. So they put out a 0 to 10 score on each ticket to let you know if you're getting a good deal or a bad deal. Obviously, green means a good deal, red means it's a bad deal. Plus, my viewers are now getting $20 off their first ticket purchase with my code, TheAngleJoey. Click the link in the description of the video to download the app or just go to their website and use the code TheAngleJoey. Like I said, click the link in the description of this video, download the app, use code TheAngleJoey to get $20 off your first purchase of tickets on SeatGeek. Now back to your scheduled programming. Now, regardless of what happens at WrestleMania 40, if or not John Cena makes an appearance, if you look at the time we are in right now in professional wrestling, business is booming, not just WWE, but across the board. Business is booming. Superstars are finally getting the respect they deserve. Women superstars are making big money compared to the men. This is like a really big time in professional wrestling. We have The Rock back. He's main eventing a WrestleMania. We have Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, John Cena. I mean, there's all of these things happening that we just need to start way, way more appreciating what we're getting at this present time, because there's going to be a time where we don't have it anymore. We're not going to have The Rock forever. We're not going to have John Cena forever, Roman and Cody, and all the big names in professional wrestling. Sometimes we need to stop and just smell the roses and really enjoy what we're getting. So regardless if John Cena is at WrestleMania or not, I'm sure it'll be a great event. But let's be honest. We know he's going to be at WrestleMania 40 because it's WrestleMania freaking 40. Everyone's going to be there. The biggest stars in the business are going to be there. And I'm so excited to strap on our seatbelts, hit it into full gear, and really just smack Philly in the face with WrestleMania 40. Now, if you got to this point in the video, you've made it to the end. Congratulations. I'm giving you all the information for the giveaway, which the link for that is in the description of this video. It's pretty simple. Or if you go to any of my social medias, it's all there. 5 seconds or less, your name, your email, you get entered into a drawing to win 4 free months of Peacock. It's very, very simple. 4 free months, 4 seconds is all it takes to do. There's not much more I need to tell you. Enter to get that free Peacock 4 months, and at the end of the month I'll be giving away I'll be announcing the winner. I want to thank you for coming back to the channel, watching another video, watching another episode here on the Angle Podcast. If you are a returning subscriber, I appreciate your continued support. Don't forget to like the video down below and comment something down below that maybe you want to see in an upcoming video, or a topic you want to hear me cover in an upcoming video, because these are going to be weekly episodes that I'll be doing. So I want to hear your thoughts. I want to have you engage as much as possible, because the wrestling community is not just one person. It's millions and millions upon people. So we need to come together, work together, and make this the best that it can be. Now, if you are new here, I hope that I motivated you enough to smash that subscribe button down below and to continue watching episodes here on YouTube and continue to support the channel. I'm on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. Everything is at The Angle Joey. Right here on YouTube, it's The Angle Podcast. Very simple. Enter the giveaway. And I will see you in the... Before I even do that, go watch another video here. Keep binging content, binge content, binge content. Keep doing it. And then I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Maybe you won't see me there.